Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Christ is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. If you want to live in the presence of a holy, perfect, and righteous God, then you need to be holy, perfect, and righteous yourself. If you are holy, perfect, and righteous, then you can live in His presence and live in His presence forever. This is the situation that every single human being ever born into this world finds him or herself in. It's also a problem, a huge problem. It's a problem because none of us can meet this standard that our holy, perfect, and righteous God has placed on us. We are, by our very natures, stained with sin, and so everything we think, say, and do is stained with sin too. We have failed to meet God's standard. We have not kept His law in the righteous way that He demands. We deserve to be cast away from His holy, perfect, and righteous presence forever. This is how the story of every single human being ever born into this world would end if Christ would have never entered into our story. But praise be to God, He did. He entered into the story of humanity as God Himself made flesh and into our story for a very important reason. He came to live the righteous life that God demands of us. The righteous life that we could not live on our own, He lived in our place. Perfect obedience all His life to every last one of God's laws. Now, His righteous life is for all of humanity as a free gift. So, how does this gift of righteousness become our own? God's Word teaches, Christ is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Christ's righteousness becomes our own through faith. Through faith in what Christ has done for us, we personally receive the righteousness that Christ has won for the world. Therefore, through faith in what Christ has done, we stand before our righteous God with the righteousness He demands from us. Not a righteousness we attempt to produce ourselves, but a righteousness that has been gifted to us by Christ. That means, by faith in Jesus, we live in God's righteous presence forever. Lord Jesus Christ, You came into this world to live the righteous life that I could not. Thank You for Your work. Grant me also the faith to believe what You have done for me, that Your righteousness might remain mine forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.